Métis citizens in Saskatchewan are eligible for personal emergency preparedness kits. The Métis Nation Saskatchewan is giving away 500 of the kits to protect households. M&S Director of Environment Brent LaRocque says the kits came from federal funding to help Indigenous communities adapt to climate change.
You know, one of the things that we're seeing in the north is our communities facing increasing pressures from wildfires. And so we need to support our communities in adapting to this reality and being prepared. And so that's why part of this funding that we looked at was to support these kits.
LaRocque says the emergency kits are only a Band-Aid solution. He adds the M&S is currently working on securing more emergency preparedness funding for Métis communities. A coroner's inquest will be held next month into the death of an Indigenous teen in Regina. In May 2015, 14-year-old Haven Dubois was found unresponsive in a creek. He died later in hospital. Regina police ruled out foul play in the death, but his mother believes he was murdered. The inquest will take place May 27th to the 31st in Regina. RCMP have not released the name of the person whose remains were found in southern Saskatchewan. Carlisle RCMP say the body of an adult female was found yesterday in a rural location in the RM of Moose Mountain. Police say a 27-year-old man has been charged with accessory after the fact to murder. A second person was also taken into custody in Oxbow. Mounties say there may be an increased police presence at White Bear First Nation and in the RM of Moose Mountain as the investigation continues. A jury has been selected for the trial of a Winnipeg man accused of killing four women.
The jury will return to court May 8th for opening statements in the trial of Jeremy Skibicki. He has pleaded not guilty to four counts of first-degree murder, including the death of Rebecca Contois, whose remains were found in a garbage bin and a landfill. He's also accused of killing two other women whose remains are believed to be at a different landfill, and he's accused of killing an unidentified person whom Indigenous leaders have named Buffalo Woman. Steve Lambert, The Canadian Press, Winnipeg.
Two roads in Winnipeg are a step closer to being renamed now that City Council has approved a street naming bylaw. The roads in question had been named after Bishop Grandin. He was identified by the Truth and Reconciliation Commission as leading the campaign for residential schools. The city says it will formally mark the renaming of two streets in June at ceremonies guided by elders. Prime Minister hopes Air Canada and other institutions will learn from an incident involving Assembly of First Nations National Chief Cindy Woodhouse Nipinak. Justin Trudeau says it was unacceptable that a flight crew had her ceremonial headdress taken away from her, and it was put in a garbage bag and removed from the cabin. The Federal Minister of Crown Indigenous Relations says he's outraged. Air Canada says it has apologized, and it says it will be reviewing its policies. The new commander of NORAD is praising Canada's updated defense policy. The policy is heavily focused on Arctic sovereignty and includes a pledge to buy new submarine systems and all-terrain vehicles. General Gregory Guillot says that aligns with his plans to focus on infrastructure and training in the far north.
The challenge in the Arctic to me, from my perspective, is to make sure that we have freedom of movement, whether on the ground, in the air, in the sea, or undersea.
Guillot took over command of NORAD in February and is now in the process of reviewing its capabilities. Princess Anne, the sister of King Charles, is scheduled to visit British Columbia next month.
The princess and her husband, Vice Admiral Sir Tim Lawrence, will attend a series of events during a three-day trip starting May 3rd, including the commissioning ceremony for the HMCS Max Bernay, followed by an overnight sail to Esquimalt on Vancouver Island. Their itinerary also includes a visit to the archives and collections space of the Maritime Museum of British Columbia in Victoria, which was founded with an initial donation by the princess's late father, Prince Philip. John Kennedy, The Canadian Press.
The federal environment minister is looking into ways to protect a Southern Ontario First Nation from exposure to benzene from a chemical plant. Leaders from Umjunong First Nation want a plant near Sarnia to remain closed. Stephen Gilbo says he has met with First Nations leaders in Ontario and wants to solve the issue. The conversation took place during International Plastics Treaty talks in Ottawa. Global negotiators have been discussing ways to end plastic pollution and limit the toxic chemicals used in production. And new non-alcoholic bottle shops are popping up across Canada as demand for alcohol falls and consumers look for alternatives.
Calgary's Santé Dry Bottle Shop is among several storefronts bringing curated non-alcoholic beer, wines, and ciders to the sober curious or those looking to step away from alcohol. Santé owner Jonathan Barenbrews says there's a gap in education on alcohol alternatives and opportunities to let people taste the products in person. Food industry expert Robert Carter says more retail stores are popping up as the non-alcoholic beverage industry improves the taste and quality of their products. He says younger generations in particular are not as drawn to alcohol as past generations. Michelle Zedekian, The Canadian Press.